Coming up, the closure of Hills Elementary is prompting the city to consider changing districts. And later, Governor Reynolds signs into law transparency requirements for foreign owners of Iowa's farmland. Plus, an esports facility is coming to Coralville. Welcome to the Wednesday, April 10th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. Last month, the Iowa City School Board decided to close Hills Elementary School. Now, two Republican state lawmakers are offering to help the community move its students to another school district. While parents are frustrated with the Iowa City Community School District's decision to close the elementary school, they don't want to send their kids to a lower-ranking district, like Lone Tree. At the Hills City Council meeting Monday night, Nancy Hebels said, quote, "The Iowa City School District offers so many more opportunities for foreign languages, clubs, and swimming. I want my grandchildren to go to the number one high school in the state, not the 139th, end quote. U.S. News & World Report ranked Iowa City West number one in the state and 398th in the nation. Lone Tree High School is ranked 139th in the state out of 317. Changing school districts would require either a majority of residents from both the current school district and proposed school district to approve the change or the agreement of both school boards. Neither of the paths are quick fixes. Read the full story at thegazette.com or find a link in this episode's description. Next, under new legislation signed into law Tuesday, foreign owners of Iowa farmland are facing new disclosure requirements and penalties for not complying. The added transparency requirements of foreign ownership of Iowa farmland respond to growing concerns about Chinese investment in U.S. agriculture. Reynolds called for the measure in her annual Condition of the State address in January, and the legislation received unanimous support in the Iowa legislature. Iowa already has laws on foreign land ownership, but the new law beefs up requirements. It requires foreign landowners to give more information to the state, like details about all of their holdings in the state that exceed 250 acres. Plus, it gives the state attorney general broader authority to subpoena financial records and purchase agreements to investigate potential foreign farmland ownership violations. It also increases financial penalties and requires the Iowa Secretary of State to file an annual report on foreign farmland ownership in the state. This report would not be made public. At the bill signing ceremony, Senator Dan Zumbach, a Republican from Ryan, said, quote, "If you're a foreign landowner, we will know who you are. We will know where you are. We will know what you are up to, and we will know your intentions. And if you're planning on breaking Iowa's law, you will receive the wrath of Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd," end quote. Next, a company based in Burlington, Iowa, is planning to build an esports facility in Coralville. The facility would allow teams of video gamers to compete in front of crowds in a venue similar to what traditional athletes experience. Just like traditional sports, esports have an 8-week season with postseason games and finals. For example, Iowa schools competing in the current season are playing games like Mario Kart 8, League of Legends, and Valorant. Interest and engagement in esports is growing, and more high schools and colleges are building programs and teams. Abroad, esports competitions attract thousands of spectators. This month, the city of Coralville entered into a development agreement with Lucky Pete LLC to build the facility on the property north of Highway 6 and west of Lowe's at 2701 2nd Street. The Coralville City Council agreed to provide the company with a 15-year, 100% tax abatement. Coralville City Administrator Kelly Hayworth said the plan is to make the Coralville facility flexible, providing a place to compete and to play video games for fun. While providing a 100% tax abatement to a project isn't something the city does often, the Coralville City Council made the decision because the facility is unique and the developer is taking a risk. The facility is part of the city's Highway 6 revitalization plan. That plan includes building on two plots of land near Lowe's that have been unused for over 20 years. Coralville will extend city utilities to the area. Iowa City Area Sports Commission Director Luke Eustace said that the facility could drive tourism and become a destination for families. Eustace said the venue could be, quote, "huge for our community, bringing in a different demographic of people," end quote. West Des Moines has an esports center. Mid-American Energy Recplex is open to the public to visit and play. Read the full story at thegazette.com. Find a link in this episode's description. Finally, let's take a look at today's weather in Cedar Rapids. Today will be cloudy. Expect a high of 68 degrees and a low of 47 degrees. Thursday, it will rain. Anticipate a high of 59 degrees and a low of 42 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Eastern Iowa news at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Cheehan.